Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today, we're going to talk about strategic approaches to maintaining a great GPA. It's important to keep a good grade point average in order to obtain scholarships, maintain benefits, demonstrate satisfactory academic progress, and to stay in good standing for tuition reimbursement and military programs. So, here are some tips. Plan the sequence of your courses. Do not take things out of order. Unfortunately, your college may not offer the courses you need when you need them. Here, we've all done it. We've taken organic chemistry before we finish the prerequisites. Hubris is not a good thing in an online degree program. If you find you're out of your depth, the frustration you feel could be compounded by a sense of isolation and fear. It's much better to take your time, take the courses in sequence, and remember that each course provides scaffolding for the next. Even if you're a quick learner, trying to learn an entire semester's worth of work in a week or two is enough to give anyone a mild case of hives. I learned the hard way that prerequisites exist for a reason. Budget your time. Despite all the hype, all-nighters and cramming for tests do not work. Research has shown that it is much better to miss a few hours of sleep each night for a week than to go a full night without sleep. Cognitive performance is extremely impaired when one goes on a night without sleep, while it holds steady at mild sleep deprivation. What this suggests for the strategic student is that when you have deadlines for graded high-stakes events, tests, term papers, etc., plan your study time and use it productively. Practice your tests, review materials, expand outlines, create annotated bibliographies for the literature review section of your research papers. Don't take too many courses at once. Manage your workload. If you must take enough courses to be considered a full-time student, then aim for that level. It may be tempting to take more courses in order to graduate sooner, but unless there are extremely compelling reasons for you to risk being overloaded, it is important not to do it. So, even though you may be tempted to take 5 or 6 courses when all you need are 4 courses to maintain your full-time status, remember that it is better to graduate a semester later than to burn out and not graduate at all. Further, by being stressed out and overcommitted, you stress out your team at home, your family. It's important to keep the big picture in mind. Having a happy, in-your-corner family is vital in online programs. Ideal mix of courses, 1 easy, 2 mediums, 1 hard. A large part of motivation involves having a sense of mastery. If you feel in control of the content and you feel able to perform at the level you desire, when and where you need to perform, you'll be much more able to build on your success. The best approach is to plan your semester so that you'll be sure to have experiences that will reinforce your sense of mastery and accomplishment. At the same time, it is important to challenge yourself so that you have a strong belief in your own ability to rise to challenges and accomplish the goals you set for yourself. Check out Rate My Professor and Pick a Prof. While the online rating sites are not completely reliable, they can give you an idea of whether or not a professor has left a great impression with his students. The negative impressions can be a bit misleading. Remember, anyone can register. I've heard of ex-spouses logging in and posting pretty spurious stuff on the site. So, read the comments, but also be sure to confer with your advisor and to find out what he or she has said about a particular professor. A professor who is flexible and sensitive to real-life work, family, and deployment issues will give you a great deal of peace of mind. A degree is like an 18-hole golf game. Sometimes you bogey, sometimes you birdie. If you have an unexpected shock at the end of the semester and your grade did not turn out as you expected, do not despair. Did your professor receive all the work? Was there a mistake? Do not be afraid to ask. At the same time, don't give up. Analyze your performance and the circumstances. Is there something you can take away from this? Something to be learned? What are the lessons learned? List them. At the same time, the grade surprises can work the other way. You may receive a higher grade than you expected or even felt you deserved. Don't let it go to your head. Stay humble. Be grateful. Continue to work hard and focus. Do people really look at your GPA at the end? Perfection is an unhealthy goal. The goal is a 3.0 or better. The ability to be realistic about the situation, to look at the big picture, and to keep focused on the overall goal rather than getting distracted is a gift. One way that students are not realistic is that they aim for a perfect 4.0 grade point average. This may be possible in fairly easy programs or in programs that allow you to pick the grades you put on your final transcript. However, having a perfect 4.0, while laudable, is not the most important thing, especially for adult students who have years of practical experience. Even professional schools, which may intimidate prospective students by claiming they must have a perfect straight A average, are not always as rigid as they seem. Keep a balanced life, a good focus. The key is to graduate. Perfectionism can cause you to trip on yourself and to fail. Thank you for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.